You're listening to ESPN 100.3 FM, KLRZ, La Rose, New Orleans, and the River Region.
It's the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill.
Hello, sports fans.
Well, hello there.
Local sports, national sports. The GCAT has got you covered.
Oh, you made a wise choice, my friend.
Time to tee it up and let it fly. It's the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill.
Check it out, John.
An absolutely beautiful, gorgeous April day in store for you. Jordan, the intern, hopefully, will bring a little smile to your face. High in the 70s. Definitely one of those days you got a sunroof, open it up. Lower the windows, let the wind blow through your hair. There it is. Is that how you get it all poofy?
That's how, why it's all poofy
is
right
now.
Is
that what it is? I think it's just you waking up and just getting out of bed and going to class.
No. I always take a shower before I go to class.
That's debatable.
You know, I got to, you know, put the gel in.
Oh, is that what it is? That's right. Got to go to class.
I had to put the hairspray in.
I got plenty to talk about today on this Tuesday. A nice slate of guests that have to do with baseball. Every Tuesday we like to focus on Major League Baseball, college baseball, as well as obviously the teams get back into action. And we got plenty of that action coming up here as well. LSU taking on Grambling. You got Tulane and UNO. And look, that's kind of, I don't know if it's correct to say it's building into a rivalry, but maybe a renewed rivalry. It's the battle for 504. It's fun, right? The Pelican Cup. We'll talk a little bit about that with both Voices of the Green Wave and Privateers. Todd Graffanini coming up at 2:30. Manny Pepis at 1:05. Brody Miller of AtomicUnanola.com is going to join us at 12:30. We'll talk LSU baseball, a huge and big weekend series win. Say weekend. It started back on Thursday, but going to Mississippi State in Starkville and getting a win there, got a solid performance from one of their players that got recognized. We'll talk about him and that award, plus throwback unis today when they take on Grambling. Nichols, nice weekend sweep on the road against Lamar to improve the 16-13. They're going to host Southern tonight. And then this weekend, they're at Northwestern State. Southeastern, line up.
Line up. We're going to win that game.
They're at UL Lafayette tonight, and then they host UL tomorrow. So, Joey, it's the Lions and Cajuns in back-to-back days in each other's home ballpark. Lions 14-13 on the season, and Cajuns 13-16. So we'll talk a little college baseball with those folks. And then coming up at 2:15, touch 'em all, Timmy Groves. We'll talk about Major League Baseball a good 5-6 games in, how my Cubs season is teetering on the brink of disaster, how should Graf's Dodgers feel, his Pirates, in the works. And Joey will check in with your Indians and other, of course, storylines of Major League Baseball. We'll have some fun with that as well. Jake Mattison. Yeah, I know. I hear you. It's coming up at 1:15. We're going to talk with him the latest on the surge. He was, how do I put this? He gave a strong opinion on how, you know, since it's the king and it's the king's groin, that he's allowed to sit out the rest of the season. But no, you can't do that to Anthony Davis. Integrity of the game. Fabric. How dare you? Remember yesterday we played it? I mean, it was a joke. I mean, it is, right? Remember I told you on the 27th, Pels were at the Lakers, Wilbon. The Pelicans are irrelevant. Who cares about them? Tony Kornheiser. Yeah, no one really matters. They played that night in L.A. Remember that? And then Anthony Davis was sat the fourth quarter. That's what they do with them. And then the very next show, because that was a Friday, was a Monday, and they went absolutely bananas. Do you remember that? They went absolutely bananas. Kornheiser went old man yell at the cloud, calling for a better commissioner. Adam Silver better do something. Do you remember this? This was March 1st.
We said it was a must win for the Lakers last night, and indeed they did win. It went down to the wire, and Anthony Davis was nowhere near the court at that point. But the Lakers beat the Pelicans behind LeBron James's 33
that shot
points
won the game, right,
and 10
there
assists. Wilbon, were you impressed?
No, I wasn't. I watched the whole game. And first of all,
the situation with Anthony Davis is disgusting. Because right there, he's sitting on the bench while LeBron James is shooting a one-footed three
on the right corner.
Essentially wins a game. Mm-hmm. Anthony Davis can't be out there. What rule is keeping him from being out there? None. What injuries keep him from being out there? At some point in the third quarter with 3 minutes left, he starts taking tape off his hands. And either Stan or Jeff Van Gundy, and they were very funny and very entertaining during the game last night.
Oh, both of them?
Both yeah, together. And one of them said, well, he's taking the tape off. That usually means he's out of the game. The Lakers couldn't shake New Orleans at home, which is embarrassing. And Anthony Davis, why couldn't you just get up and say, you know, coach, I don't want to hear about these rules holding me out. Let's win this game. No, nobody does anything. It's embarrassing.
So I want to go to that exact
loathsome.
Point. I want to go to that point as well. Because Anthony Davis is one of the five best players in basketball. And if you want to limit his minutes, 20 minutes a game, I'm not going to yell at that. But are you telling me that there is integrity in the game when in the last 5 minutes of the game, when he could play and change that game, he is not out there? You don't want to hear this part. Adam Silver needs to jump in. He's the commissioner of a league that has no integrity in a game like this. In a game like this, he has to stand up and make a ruling because this cannot be allowed to happen.
I don't know that you can tell a team when they can play the player. It's an embarrassment.
Could it have changed the outcome?
Of course it could have. Anthony Davis couldn't score 10 points in the fourth quarter. Of course he can. I don't want the commissioner legislating.
Well, why?
Commissioner. I want the team to
That's
use
the
his
job.
Common sense. They're cheating the fans.
Kenny Mountain Landis, wasn't that the job?
And he went too far at times. They are cheating the fans. No one looks good in this.
No,
And to go
terrible.
Back to the original question, which we spent a little time on, the Lakers, my God, they can't beat the New Orleans Pelicans without Anthony.
They
barely did at home.
They
were
won.
Down.
We both have bet on LeBron, and we will continue to bet on him until they are eliminated.
That's
what we'll do.
Sooner than that. Than you.
Well, you might. I won't.
About a month ago.
I'll tell you who was more impressive last night, Tony.
About a month ago. That was them. That was them. Living, breathing commissioner to get out. That's right, though. That's right. That's right. I know Travis is going to give you a call. The LeBron Hate Network. I forgot LeBron was injured. Mind you, he played like 2 months after he came back from injury. And I know, clutch. I'm sorry. Just because you needed to pull out that report last week on, hey, anybody else would have suffered the type of injury LeBron did. 6 months recovery. Remember that? Joy, was it 6 months, 6 weeks? It was something.
It was something ridiculous.
Yeah. Would have been gone the entire season to truly recover. This physical therapist came out. Yeah. 6 months. Meanwhile, Mark Spears covers the NBA, had this to say.
For fans, this is horrible. You got people, he's iconic. Steph Curry, Kobe Bryant, Michael Jordan, LeBron. These are guys where people actually fly in from all over the world to see him play. Somebody bought a ticket in April just to see him play. I had a cousin from St. Louis who bought a ticket to see him play in December and didn't. And you just, I feel bad for those people.
Yeah.
Because he's somebody you may just see once in a lifetime unless you live in that city.
Wow. Well, that. Just...
doom and gloom.
I mean, really? Well, I'm a little saddened by that, huh? What a shame. Poor fans. Don't have any way to, you have to wait all to next season.
Maybe they should support another player so they won't be let down as much.
I'm just saying, it's really sad. Gotta wait all to next season. See LeBron play. See LeBron throw the ball against the backboard, trying to inbound it. See LeBron just watch somebody shoot a three-pointer. Got to wait all to next season to do that, Jordan.
See his teammates push LeBron into the defender.
Yeah, I mean.
To actually defend.
Got to wait all till October again. I mean, we'll be in the second month of the NFL season by the time that happens. You know? It's really sad, isn't it? Aren't you sad? I'm sad. No more LeBron. No more uncontested flying down the lane dunks and seeing 16 different replays of it like it's the most magnificent dunk you've ever seen. Gotta wait till October.
I disagree. Yeah.
No?
Because
him shoot a three and it's an air ball and then, you know,
because ESPN still puts on Twitter.
Yeah.
LeBron's
right.
post.
You're right.
With a whiskey bottle.
Yeah, that is right. That is true.
With a laughing face.
That is true.
Caption.
That is true. Yes. No,
it
I
has
mean,
nothing to do with yeah. sports.
LeBron's fine. LeBron's fine. He's good. We'll see you next year. Anyway. I don't know where I just went on that tangent there.
I don't
but
know where we went either.
No, well, look, Jake Madison's going to talk a little about it because it's not fair. I mean, I hear you. You know what I mean? Like, we had to play AD because if we're ruining the integrity of the game, all they could have done is claim any of the many injuries Anthony Davis has had in the past and said, well, just you're making sure that that one heals. That's all you had to say.
Reasons why to sit. He has glass bones.
Stop it. See, that's not fair. I don't think he has glass bones. He got injured.
Some parts.
Hustling and diving.
Some parts of his body he has glass.
No, he does not. He's not made of glass. Although people do like to tweet Mr. Glass. That's a shame. That's uncalled for. Jordan. He didn't do anything to you other than leave. He
broke my heart.
Well, he gave everything he did.
You're right about that. Can't blame him.
You can't give anymore. I don't. What more did you want him to give? I don't understand. Huh?
Maybe a second round playoff win? Or playoff
he tried.
Series win?
Tried all he could.
Why do you want to be traded? I
feel like it's my time. You know, I gave the city, organization, fans, you know, everything I feel like I could. Don't know how long I'm going to play this game. People's careers are short. You know, and I feel like it's my time to move on.
That's it. Jordan gave you all he could.
26. He's getting too old, man.
I mean, we don't know how much longer he can play. All right?
He's an old man at this point.
I'm just saying, granted, Drew Brees in football became a New Orleans Saint at 26. He's still playing. He brought the city a championship. But look, in basketball, you never know. 20, 27, 28, maybe done. Could be filming movies. You know, you don't know how long he's going to play.
He could be a monster in Space Jam.
Could be, yeah. He may like being a monster in LeBron's Space Jam 2 and just be like, you know what, hoops ain't for me. I mean, he already doesn't need 240. You don't need 240 mil.
No. Why would he need that?
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's not from here. See, if it would have come from someone else, yeah, maybe. Yeah, but not here. Can't be mad at him for that. He gave you all he could in 6 years. Gave you all he could, Jordan. Don't be mad.
I wish that money.
Look at the gift that he's giving you as he's going away. And he's giving you the ability to maybe retool, reshape, reinvigorate an organization. Look at the gift that he's giving you.
What a guy.
The gift of, you know what? Y'all are short-sighted getting angry at me requesting a trade. Because look what I might be able to give you. What if you get Zion? If you get a handful of players that actually compete hard and play and become a perennial playoff team? Look at the biggest gift I'm giving you. I woke up the organization. Anthony Davis, just for you. Jordan the intern. Woke up Gail Benson and Dennis Lauscha. Made them go get a real GM.
I'm honored.
Made them understand maybe you have to treat this organization like a real organization. That's what he did for you. He sacrificed $240 million so you could have a better long-term organization. That's a heck of a guy right there. Don't ever forget that.
I'm going to have to put on Instagram and post.
I got no hate. Thank you, AD. When's the last home game? We need to make sure. Thank you, AD. I want signs of thank you, AD. We'll be better off. I really do think, like legit, we'll be better off. Don't you think we'll be better off? An awakening has happened on the other side of the parking lot. An awakening has happened on the second floor in Airline Drive. Dedicated, looking for, searching, remodifying how the organizations run. None of that happens if AD doesn't request a trade. Think about it. We should be thanking him.
I don't think anyone's going to want to show up to that last game.
He's selfless. He is sacrificing $240 million in a half-empty arena for you so you can have a full arena at some point in time with a better basketball team, with a better long-term plan. That's what he did for you, Jordan.
All right, so the last game is Tuesday, April 9th.
Tuesday, April 9th.
against
hashtag thank you AD,
the Golden State will Warriors. Be better.
Yes, fantastic. I want a standing O when he leaves in the third quarter. I want a standing O. Thank you. Yeah. Hey, thank you for your time. He gave it all, and on top of giving it his all, he's leaving you with a better chance of success long term. Think about that, Jordan. If not, there'd be Band-Aid move after Band-Aid move after Band-Aid move after no draft pick after no draft. That's what would happen. Remember, months earlier, Gale Benson, all is well. They just need more time. We like the direction we're going in. A couple weeks later.
This has been new all along.
Yeah.
We just need more time.
A couple weeks later, AD, I'm out. Uh-oh. What do you mean you're out? So, no, look, it actually turned out to be a really good thing. I really do.
Nothing's really happened yet.
Well, not yet. It's coming.
So nothing really good has happened
nah,
yet.
But it's coming, though. It's coming. It's coming. Hour number one is brought to you by the King Firm. Don't play the game of claims with insurance companies. If you've been injured in an accident, ring the King, 504-909-KING. That is the number to call. And also you can go online at kinginjuryfirm.com and check out all of the bios, the blogs, the videos. It's a bunch of different instances and things that they've done in the past that, you know, you could probably go, hey, that kind of is similar to what I might need or that has happened to me. And it's not just car accidents, it's maritime, offshore, all kinds of different things. Go check it out online at your leisure. When we come back, ooh, while it's meaningless to some, you know what? I got dates. I got off-season dates for you that might mean something. And more importantly, rankings.
Told and I just want to say, I told you.
I'm just saying.
I told you.
Rankings. Oh, you told me,
I
huh?
told you.
All right. Sports Hangover continues next. You're listening to ESPN New Orleans.
Hi, I'm Jason Giles with the King Firm.
In New Orleans, there's only one king to ring when it comes to personal injury.
If you've been injured in an accident, ring the king at 909-KING.
Keep your tax refund in your pocket and get a new home. Zero down programs are available at Homeless Clayton Homes. Any income is income. SSI, disability, child support, we take it all. Visit Homeless Clayton Homes on Highway 311 or check them out on Facebook. And remember, when you call 985-872-2850, if that old trailer house has got to go. That's Homeless Clayton Homes on Highway 311 in Houma.
Stuck in a state of falling behind? Struggling to keep up with your kids, finances, and insurance? Let State Farm agent Ashley Barrios and Cutoff help you to simplify and get to a better state. Because with Ashley Barrios handling your home, auto, and life insurance, you'll have more time for everything else. More money, too. Because adding State Farm policies could mean earning discounts worth up to 40%. Call State Farm agent Ashley Barrios today and get to a better state with State Farm.
Pros know doing it right means getting more bang for your buck because putting more toward your bottom line is good for business. Lowe's does it right with savings on the brands you trust during our Stock the Shop event like DeWalt, Irwin, Bostitch, and more. Now save $50 on a DeWalt 20-volt max 2-tool combo kit including a drill, impact driver, charger, and two batteries for just $179. Find even more great deals during our Spring Black Friday sale going on now. Do it right for less. Start with Lowe's. Offer valid through 4-7. See store for details, U.S. only.
Easy, convenient, affordable. Lady of the Sea Family Medical Clinic in Cutoff, located directly in front of the hospital off of Highway 1 in Galliano, sees patients from 8 a.m. to 9 p.m. weekdays and 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. on weekends. Same-day appointments are available on weekdays, with no appointment necessary beginning at 5 p.m. and anytime on weekends. The added convenience of a pharmacy at the same location makes it the best choice for patients in South Lafourche. We treat you like family at Lady of the Sea.
Accidents and injuries can put your life on the sideline. In New Orleans, there's only one king to ring when it comes to personal injury.
If you've been injured in an accident, ring the king at 909-KING.
Got a hot take?
I've got something to say.
Let's hear it. Call us at 800-998-1003 or tweet us at ESPN Radio NOLA.
I'm a communicator.
Now, back to the Sports Hangover with Gus Cattingill.
Hey, a week from today, we'll be at the Ellendale Country Club for the Mary Bird Perkins TGMC Golf Classic. It's a signature event. It features the area's only professional golf tournament with the much-anticipated Pro-Am Day. We're definitely not pro amateurs, much less professionals, but we'll be out there. It's Tuesday, April 9th, and you can play with future PGA stars and support, more importantly, the fight against cancer. For team and sponsorship info, it's tgmc.com. Plus, when you go there, you can find out info on Friday's event, which is called the Glow Golf Party. See what they did there? P-A-R-T-E-E. Party. Get it? It's fun. 6:30 is when it's going to start. Some of the area's top restaurants, along with live music, a silent auction. As I said, it all starts at 6:30. Come out, play Glow Golf, or just party and help support the fight against cancer. Just go to TGMC. You'll find out about Tuesday's and Friday's events next week, Tuesday, April 9th and Friday, April 12th. Jordan, the intern, If you're a fan of the American Alliance football, it is no more. Suspending all operations today. They've been in financial issues. They needed a $250 million influx of, I think it was a hockey owner of the Capitals or something that went in there and kept it afloat after like week one. And he was looking for some assurances from the NFL Players Union. He wanted younger players to go in there and play, I guess, essentially is the main issue. And it didn't happen. So they will suspend.
So no playoffs?
That's the worst thing about it. I have 2 weeks left in the season, right?
Yeah.
Like week nine,
they've played eight weeks already.
And have week nine, which was this weekend, week 10, and then playoffs.
Hate to see it.
Do you? Be honest.
No.
Don't be mean. But did you watch a single?
The first one.
Okay. Joey, how many honest games of the AAF have you seen?
Six.
You actually watched 6 weeks.
I watched the first week, and then I watched the Saturday one where we got to watch, what's his name that used to be in Cleveland? How soon we forget. Yeah.
Okay.
I watched that. But,
so Johnny Manziel was the result of this.
Yeah, he took all the money.
Yeah. Tom Condon, by the way, that's who I referred to, NHL's Carolina Hurricanes, made a $250 million investment last month after the league reportedly was in danger of not making payrolls. The eight-team league, it was billed as a developmental league, kicked off the weekend after the Super Bowl, 7 games into its 10-game regular season. So they're going to suspend operations.
You want to buy it with me?
Dude, $250 didn't keep it afloat. That's not $2.50 or $250. It's $250 million.
It's nothing. Come on.
Okay.
We'll both sell our houses. And
we will see if Vince McMahon's league, the XFL, coming back next year. Now, he did just recently sell some shares and stock in WWE in order to be able to fund it. So we will see if that continues. Anyway, let's talk a little Santos because he got some fun news with here. Joey, if you please. April 22nd. Jordan, why is that date important? You have any idea why Monday, April 22nd, is important?
Inform me.
First day of off-season strength and conditioning program. It is. Yep. April 22nd, just a couple of Mondays. Drew Brees. Alvin Kamara.
Back at it.
Running, lifting, hanging out,
chilling,
pulling hamstrings.
Yeah, no pulling anything. No injuries. Stop it. No.
Hello?
No. See, no. You can't do any of that. It's a tiered thing.
Sorry.
Yeah, no.
Like thinking of the Pelicans.
The first couple of weeks of the off-season program is just literally working out. You can't even do any football activities. At least not that you're supposed to. I'm not saying that Drew goes out there and throws the football that he's not supposed to.
And chokes on the sunflower.
No, stop it. No. This is weightlifting. This is conditioning.
Oh.
This is, you know.
Biceps.
Running.
Born. Coach.
And, you know, and getting back at it. Remember, we talked about it back on Monday, which was yesterday. Teams with new head coaches could get started on that. Most teams are actually going to begin on the 15th. The Saints are actually one of the last teams to actually get going in the off-season conditioning program. So that's Coach Payton probably pushing it as far back as possible to give your bodies, you know. Remember, they were a game away from the Super Bowl, so their season didn't end until much later than a lot of other teams, which is probably the main reason they're starting so late as they can go. All right, get your calendars out. Are you ready? Jordan, the intern, OTA workout. Here we go. May 21st to the 23rd. That is a Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. May 28th through the 30th. That is a Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. June 3rd through the 6th. That is a Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. And then mandatory minicamp. June 13th through the 11th. That is a Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. There are your 4 weeks of quote-unquote practice. Three of those, obviously, media only. But that mandatory minicamp is open to the public. So June 11th through the 13th is when you can go check them out and take a look at the new Saints.
Just a few new Saints. And
just a few new Saints.
Kind of the same.
Jared Cook. Mr. Brown, Mr. Edwards on the D-line.
Bob.
Yeah, Marcus Davenport's doing. Look, I'll be honest with you. I'm May 21st. You ready for your assignment on May 21st, Jordan?
Keep an eye on.
On who? Davenport. Who's the first? No. Huh? Yes, Davenport, yes.
That's what I was saying.
Yeah, good job. Why?
Because you were just talking about him.
Yeah, but why?
Because he didn't have the best rookie season.
No. Last week, I think Fletcher had it on his sportscast. Who is Sharif? But he was in San Antonio doing like a little camp. He was in a walking boot. Still recovering.
Yeah, he'll be fine.
Well, like I said, May 21st, when you open that little notepad, take the pen out, first thing you're looking at is Marcus Davenport's foot. See how far along that's coming along.
I'm moving up.
Exactly right. No, look, I get it. It's just dates. It's just numbers. But it's around the corner, man. It's starting to come. We are, man, just days away from the NFL draft as well. So
78, it really is. Exactly, I'm pretty sure.
Huh?
I think it's 78 exact days.
From the draft or from the start of the season?
No, to the draft.
78 days?
I'm pretty sure. Oh, sorry, that's the NBA. That's my bad.
I'm like, dude, it's April 25th, yeah. Where it's April 2nd. It's more like, 23 days.
Yeah, 23.
Yeah.
That's more like
78. I'll tell you what, you show up wherever you think that's going to be for our draft show and let me know why no one's there in 78 days. You want to do that for me?
No.
Okay. When you try to dial in with the equipment and there's no Joey, then we'll tell you why no one's there.
Hello?
Because it happened 50-something days before that.
Way to go there, Jordan.
Yeah, way to go, Jordan.
You got to set your clock back an hour, dude. I forgot to tell you that.
Seriously, though, man. I mean, it's three Thursdays from this Thursday, the NFL draft.
Ooh.
Right? Saints obviously don't pick that Thursday unless they move up into that first round.
Mm-mm.
But they do have that pick in the second round, number 62. So looking forward to that. We'll give you the details soon as to where we will be. And, again, super excited. It's right around the corner. Look, it is what it is. April 22nd. Look, you'll start seeing some stories. They may have some access.
Friday's round two.
And, should be fun. But yeah, starting the 22nd, the guys for the most part will be here ready to go, getting at it, working out together. It's a big thing because, again, that new season really is around the corner, and it starts, man. It absolutely starts from that point on. But here you go, April 22nd, that first day of off-season conditioning. So that's in a couple of Mondays. And then in May, the 21st through the 23rd, the 28th through the 30th, June 3rd through the 6th. Those are your 3 weeks of OTAs. And then mandatory minicamp is June 11th through the 13th. Like they have in the last 10 years, it's Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday when they do that. So you ready?
Did we get shade? this time? Nope. Is the media going to have their own?
No, but I will make sure you get something other than a black ESPN New Orleans polo.
Yes. It's been 2 years.
It has been 2 years.
I think you've earned
a white or lighter color shirt, not in a heat.
I'm so honored.
Oh, you know. That's what I do for
Thank
you.
Thank you, guys.
Yeah, well. It's not going to erase what happened last year, but I do think the quicker we can get back to action, like, you know, I was in a dome Saturday for the Monster Jam, and it was just weird being in the dome floor. I mean, it was Carver's first time in the dome, and I hadn't taken him to Saints game yet. And it was just like, it's just, while it was a cool event, it's just, I'm ready for football already. You got LSU spring game this weekend. That's great. I'm ready to go to practice and look at this team. I'm excited about this team because we're going to talk about this coming up in 15 minutes. But as we go to break, I'll give you the tease. NFL ESPN power rankings based off of free agency. Your New Orleans Saints are number one. Why they say that, we'll tell you at 12:45. But up next, we will talk with Brody Miller. LSU baseball, very nice win up in Starkville. It's Tuesday. College baseball teams get back into action, and that's what we will be doing here as well. Talking a little college baseball. As coming up on today's show, Brody covers the Tigers for NOLA.com. Manny Pepys, the voice of the Privateers, they take on Tulane. Manny's at 105. Ty Graffanini, the voice of the Green Wave at 230. As those two will get going at it. Over on the lakefront, Chip Patterson, CBSSports.com at 2:05. We'll talk Final Four, touch them all, Timmy Grubbs, at 2:15. The Cakes get their season off, start off on Thursday, and then Jake Madison, 1:15. So just getting underway, don't go anywhere. It's the Sports Hangover on ESPN New Orleans.
Don't miss Crawdaddy's Boil Off and Music Festival Saturday, April 13th. We'll be hosting the Crawfish Boil Off Competition, a live and silent auction, a kids' zone, and live entertainment by Nunk New and DeWild Matus, Joey Thomas Band, and Hit Boot Joe. To purchase tickets, to register a team, or for a sponsorship contribution, go to CasaOfLaFouche.org. All proceeds will be dispersed evenly to the ALS Association, Casa of LaFouche, and THS Tiger Band from Bayouland Parent Organization. For more info, contact Casa of LaFouche at 985-446-6600.
The years just keep sliding by, don't they? How is it March already? If you're still not in a job you love, stop messing around. Go to mycomputercareer.edu and take the free career evaluation today. You could start your new life as an IT pro in months, not years, even with zero IT experience. Attend classes on campus or live online just twice a week. My Computer Career is nationally accredited, and financial aid is available for those who qualify, including the GI Bill. It's not rocket science. It's mycomputercareer.edu.
Slam Jam Bed, baby!
Hey, Dick, what are you doing? Warming up for the game?
I call all the games I watch, even when I can't get tickets. It helps bring that stadium atmosphere to wherever I'm watching from. Oh, the diaper dandy does it again!
Come on, Dick, save it for the air. We've got a game. And check out Vivid Seats. It's the easiest way to get all the tickets to the games you want to go to.
Vivid Seats for the win, baby!
Vivid Seats!
Is Golic and Wingo.
Was it really Chris Hoff didn't want to be there? He said that, you know, the truth will come out. Either way, whatever is said, the bottom line is you can't grade any of this until free agency hits. And do the Knicks get anybody?
Yeah, and so if we're going off past precedents on this, I have very little faith, if any at all, that the Knicks will be able to pull this off.
I agree.
Obviously, it's kind of a where there's smoke, there's fire deal. We've heard enough about this Kyrie and Kevin Durant where I think even the wishful thinking of Knicks fans can't make the gusts go this strong to some story like this, so I'd have to imagine there's some truth to it now, but there's a lot of time between now and then.
This is an all-in bet, right? And you made the great point, Mike. You can't get one of these guys unless you're in the game.
Yeah, you're in the game. They may swing and take the biggest miss in the world, but there's part of me that says, you know what? If you truly believe Porzingis doesn't want to be part of this team and you can put yourself in this position, then you know what? You got to step in the batter's box.
Golic and Wingo, weekday mornings at 6 Eastern on ESPN Radio and ESPN2.
Adventure, intrigue, mystery, romance.
It's a storm of entertainment that brings down the house.
Now, back to the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill on ESPN 100.3 FM and ESPN 1003.com.
College baseball teams get back on the diamond. Tigers 19-9 overall, taking on Grambling
They're 12-15 overall. Tigers coming off that series win against Mississippi State on the road. And here to talk a little bit about how LSU baseball has been playing as of late, Mr. Brody Miller. You can follow him on Twitter, at Brody A. Miller. It's the way to do so from the TimespeakUnanola.com. Brody, how are you this afternoon?
I'm doing pretty great. How are you doing today?
I'm doing fine. I'm sure you heard it too, but, oh, I don't know, a week and a half ago tops, right? You left Georgia. It's fire Paul Mainieri. Uh-oh, they're in trouble. They lost a midweek game. And now all of a sudden, go Tigers, Brody.
Yeah, no, you're absolutely right, I think. And it's been the kind of this weird thing to balance because, like, I mean, we all know how pulmonary teams work. We all, mm-hmm. you know, they always really struggle in March, but and they, I mean, then they always figure it out down the stretch. But at the same time, you don't want to, like, bank on that. You can't just assume that's going to happen every year. And, I mean, some of those issues just seem genuinely problematic. I mean, the offense seemed genuinely stale. The pitching staff has been is really beat up, which is still a concern, by the way, but... But also, I mean, so it was hard to balance. Like, is this a real problem or is this just LSU being LSU? And it was kind of the most fitting way possible to go into Starkville and, you know, arguably their toughest road series of the whole season and somehow pull that series out. So that definitely changed the outlook of things down here, right?
Yeah, Brody, especially after, you know, Zach Hess's performance and really that opening game of the series, right? I mean, if they go in there and get swept or lose 2-3 in an ugly way, we probably would be talking a little differently today.
Oh, I mean, there's no doubt about that. I mean, Paul Mainieri's fine. I mean, there's no scenario where he's on any kind right. of hot seat. I mean, he's under contract till what, early 2020s, like 2024 or something like that. I mean, he's fine. But yeah, no, I mean, in terms of the grand scheme of things, yeah. There would definitely be more concern, and I still think they're probably going to have a few more bumps in the road. I mean, I've been, one of the main things I've been being asked lately is just like, does this change my perception on the team? And mm-hmm. I was never that worried, but I'd say the big thing is this, if they can't get that pitching staff healthy, then I mean, I think these problems are going to kind of keep resurfacing and they're going to have bad stretches. Because I mean, when we came into the year, what was the narrative on this team? It was pretty much, hey, we expect this to be one of the top five pitching staffs in the country. They had a chance mm-hmm. to be one of the best in the country. And it was going to be a solid lineup. It was never going to be like some incredible lineup where that's the strength. The offense was always going to have some limits. So, I mean, and while obviously the pitching staff was a mess in February and it seemed to be the reverse of what we expected, it's kind of just reverted back to what we originally thought. The pitching staff in general looks pretty good talent-wise, and the lineup is kind of hit and miss. But if you don't get that pitching staff healthy with Landon Marceau, Chase Costello and Jaden Hill, then all of a sudden you have a short pitching staff and an up and down lineup, and that's where I think you have real concern.
Brody, obviously one of the things that stood out to me was when we spoke with Paul Mainieri the day before the season started, he said his concern was really backup catcher, that he really was happy with the amount of talent and depth that they had here as well. You kind of seen some of those storylines sort of play out here, right? I mean, we start with obviously Chris Reed named SEC Baseball Co-Player of the Week, and then we'll move into the freshman that's going to be starting over left field. But let's start with Chris. How big a weekend did he have?
Yeah, I mean, the Chris Reed story is one of the few stories I'm not afraid to admit. It's just fun to follow. I mean, a lot of things, you know, with these jobs, you get kind of worn down and you're just used, and you roll your eyes at a lot of stuff. But the Chris Reed storyline is just, it's actually one of the most fun things I've been around because he is just such a goofy character. And, you know, he's actually having fun with this run. He's not just lost on him. But, he was incredible. I mean, he had two different three RBI games. You know, he was pretty much the key to that offensive run on Friday's win that pretty much vaulted this offense into a really nice two-game stretch. And he's been that all month. I mean, he's batting, I believe, .333 on the SEC season. He's batting in the low 300s on the entire season. I mean, he's been essential for this team, and the funniest thing is he's been an above average third base, which is the one thing you probably wouldn't have expected. You always knew his bat would be solid, you could rely on him, but that defense has been pretty solid. So yeah, it's hard to, I mean, if they didn't have Chris Reed, I genuinely don't know where this team would be, because then you'd still be having Hal Hughes and Brant Broussard as your main infielders, and that offense would be even worse than it already is.
Speaker with Brody Miller, TimespeakUnola.com, covers the Tigers. The LSU beat reporter at Brody A. Miller is the way to follow on Twitter. And then once the season starts, you always wait to see who kind of steps up, especially freshmen on this team. And over at first and at left, you're kind of seeing some guys getting some opportunity. And really, especially at first base, a player in C.J. Willis being able to kind of force the hand of, hey, well, I need more at-bats, I need more playing time.
It's kind of funny. I mean, you know how it is. Like, I'm sure you going into a football, baseball, basketball season, you have those kind of freshmen you just have like a gut feeling it's going to be good. You know, like you're not like rooting for him, but you're just like, hey, this is like, I think this is going to be the guy. And CJ Willis was that guy for me. I'm like, I just liked his frame. I liked his talent. You know, I saw some of his high school stuff. I mean, he was a top 100 prospect who, if he didn't dive back into on a pickoff and tear his labrum in high school, I mean, he probably wouldn't be at LSU right now. He was a big deal. So, and he was kind of the guy I'm like, I think he's going to be a stud. And I was very wrong the first month and a half. I mean, very wrong. He was the last guy on the bench. He was the least used player on this entire team of the position players. And I think he fell out of favor with Paul Mineri. I think his, you know, his, apparently even his batting practices just looked bad. I mean, everything was just kind of a mess with him. And he's also learning a new position because he can't quite catch yet after his injury. So he's learning first base. And he was just, yeah, he was obviously, I think he had 8 at-bats going through the first 25 games.
Mm-hmm.
And then they basically said, hey, let's, Paul Mineri was, they're trailing 6-3. They're pretty much out of the game in the eighth inning. And Paul Mineri says, hey, why not see if he can give us a chance? You know, let's give him, see if he can run into one. And he drives a double off the left field wall. So Paul Mineri is always going to reward somebody who steps up in a big moment. So he gives him 2 more starts and he compiles. He has a 3 RBI game on Friday. He has another RBI on Saturday. Even on top of just going 3-for-8, he just had a lot of really quality at bats, which I think stands out even more. So yeah, he's right in the thick of that first base competition now. I don't think Kay Beloso is out of the job or anything like that, but it's going to be a bit of a back and forth there. And I think these next 2 games will tell us a lot.
I love this name, Giovanni Di Giacomo. I mean, that's just a great name. And in getting that opportunity right now, especially because of injury, and again, it's sort of like what you were just talking about just now with Willis, just you're going to need these at-bats. You're going to need, at some point in time, people getting in there and giving you those opportunities. And, you know, for Giovanni in these next 2 days, it's some at-bats and some playing time while while other players kind of come back and Cabrera, you know, comes back from injury.
Yeah, well, by the way, stay with me here. Di Giacomo.
Di Giacomo. Okay, gotcha. I got it right.
Yeah, No, it's one of my favorite Paul Mineri's, because Paul Mineri, very Italian man, he loves saying Di Giacomo. The funny thing with Giovanni Di Giacomo is that he was supposed to be their starting center fielder this year. I mean, they did not expect both Zach Watson and Antoine DePlantis to be back this year. So, I mean, he was a high-caliber prospect. They really liked him. They saw him being kind of a Duplantis-Stevenson-type player in the outfield. And just the way, basically a luxury of outfielders now, and suddenly he's a guy who's just trying to find time. And it's always kind of tricky saying that, you know, he's getting this chance because he is. I mean, he hasn't played much outfield, but he has been a consistent player at DH. You know, he's DH'd in 9 games. He kind of rotates into seemingly every game as either a pinch runner or a pinch hitter because he's so fast. So he's been getting plenty of time, but never really a chance to just kind of be a position player on a day-to-day basis. So now you're going to see him have, you know, counting Saturday, 3 straight starts with Daniel Cabrera, a little beat up with that tendonitis in his right wrist. So all of a sudden, okay, now you get to see him. Now you're going to have 3 of those freshmen you've been trying to kind of find roles for, when Di Giacomo, Willis, and Beloso, they're all going to be in the lineup the next 2 days in one form or another. So I think, you know, as much as, you know, people get mad if LSU loses midweek games and things like that, and maybe rightfully so, I think a lot of these next 2 games will really just be seeing what they can get from those 2 guys, because it's going to be enough of an issue with that pitching staff these next 2 days.
Grambling, South Alabama the next 2 days, and then Texas A&M this weekend. What, they're in first right now in the SEC West, right, the Aggies?
The Aggies are indeed first place, yep. So I guess that could change this weekend. We'll see what happens.
Grambling tonight with the throwbacks. How cool are those unis? I know you thought they were pretty nice, too, doing the old throwbacks with the giant L on the front.
Oh, yeah, I'm a huge fan of those. I mean, it's actually because I've been on the beat about a year now, but I wasn't here when they wore those jerseys last year, so it's been my first time seeing them really in action. But I'm a huge fan of that hat, and I like the jersey. It's a different look. I'm pretty sure these are the jerseys that pretty much Paul Mineri wore back when he was here for 1 year in the 70s, which is kind of funny. But one thing to follow here, very crucial. Kay Beloso's pants came in, I don't know if he ordered the wrong size or if the equipment staff messed up or something, but he has the tightest pants on the team, and he probably has some of the biggest legs on the team. So it is an interesting look. It looks like he's a ballerina out there or something. So I think that's good. Does he get new pants for tonight, or is he wearing the tight pants? I think that is the storyline. Also, you know, if he goes 3-for-4 with the tight pants, is that a new thing for Cade Beloso? I mean, these are things to follow.
It's crazy when you take a look at it from that perspective, man. And look, it's nuts. Obviously, LSU baseball around this time gets a ton of the storylines. The team going through the Sweet 16 gets one as well. And you look at it, dude, Saturday is the spring game. I mean, all of a sudden it's like, oh, that's right. There's football going on. It's nuts. It's not the norm. And it's not like it's because there's nothing really exciting to kind of look at. There's so many kind of little storylines to keep in touch on when it comes to Saturday's spring game.
Yeah, no, I mean, absolutely right. And yeah, it's funny because you are right that it is kind of seems like the last thing on the plate right now for everyone in the media and because there is so much going on. But also it's going to be a weird spring game because, I mean, obviously for my traffic numbers, I want people to care. But it is going to be weird because there's so many guys being held out of it because mm-hmm. they're obviously not going to push somebody for a spring game. And then, to be honest with you, they're not going to show anything they're really doing with Joe Brady's new scheme on offense. They're not going to be showing us RPOs or any of this new Saints passing game kind of stuff. I mean, so it's going to be interesting to kind of see what they show. So at the end of the day, I feel like the real stuff that we're going to be evaluating is just very specific individual performances.
Right.
And that's not to downplay it because it is important. I think this is usually the best shot we're going to get at seeing some of those young guys. So, and it's going to be really fun to see some of those early enrollees, you know, your Derek Stingley's, your Apu Ika's at nose tackle, TK McClendon at tight end, you know, Charles Turner on offensive line, things like that. I think those are going to be really interesting to follow. And also just some of those kind of, you know, your redshirt freshmen, your sophomores who maybe don't play too much, you know, what do some of those guys look like? And how far have Jamar Chase and Terrace Marshall come after a full season? Things like that are going to be definitely good to follow.
Brody, to wrap up, you mentioned Jamar Chase there. And look, I get it. Look, it's offense. Everyone kind of digs it, and you want to see the passing game get going. But I guess sense and feel from talking to players and what have you, can Coach Joe Brady be an impactful hire and something that changed the LSU offense for the better?
Oh, I mean, whether or not it'll succeed, I mean, who knows? But going to be an impact. Yeah, but there's definitely going to be an impact one way or another here. I mean, he is changing a lot. He's bringing in, I mean, to be honest, yeah, he is a huge part of some of the new schemes they're doing. I mean, Steve Ensminger is still the offense coordinator, and he's still the guy that's going to be making a lot of decisions and things like that. But Steve Ensminger is also not a guy with a huge ego or anything like that. So I think they actually work pretty well together. He's a guy who, you know, he wants to kind of hear different ideas. I mean, he did last year and he does this year. But yeah, Joe Brady's bringing in a lot of stuff, and he's very involved in what this offense will do. So, I mean, yeah, I think he's changing. First off, even if you just want to go in the micro sense, I think he's changing a lot of what these receivers are doing. I think he's kind of simplifying a lot of the routes they're running and things like that, making it a little easier. And we'll see if that works out. But I think there's going to be a lot of changes there, and there's definitely going to be a lot of changes in just kind of the overall scheme of the offense.
Because that's why I wanted to ask you, right? I mean, you hear passing game coordinator, and you're thinking, is he like not a consultant, but he's like, hey, I suggest we do this or do that. But by what you're telling me is, no, he's going to have an effect in really game planning in terms of how the offense is going to be run, almost like a co-offensive coordinator, I guess.
Yeah, you know, it's tricky because I don't want to go that far and kind of
get messed up.
But yes, he has a larger say than your average, you know, quote-unquote passing game coordinator as well. It's just what I've gathered from different people I've talked to in the program and whatnot is that, yeah, he is right there making decisions and whatnot. He's probably more than just a quote-unquote passing game coordinator.
Hey, man, tremendous stuff. Thanks for giving us a lot on the baseball diamond and a little tidbit as to what to expect here coming Saturday. If you want to catch more of Brody's work, it's real simple. Go to Twitter at Brody A. Miller. Go to NOLA.com/LSU. All of the Tiger articles and columns up there as well. Thanks, man, for stopping by. We'll chat real soon.
All right. Thanks for having me. Take care.
Yep, for sure. Brody Miller. SportsBigUnit.NOLA.com. Quick break. We come back. It's the Sports Hangover. We'll talk a little bit more about something that I don't know if Jordan's going to like.
I don't know if you're going to like it.
What?
Because I told you.
Told me what?
I'm just telling you that I was right.
Oh, boy. Power rankings. I'm the one that told you. Now you're telling me. You told me.
No.
All right. Power One brought to you by the King Firm. Don't play the game of claims with insurance companies. You've been injured in an accident. Ring the King. 504-909-KING. You're listening to ESPN New Orleans. A
As a leader in sanitation for the oil and gas industry, Joe Septic Contractors caters to all field clients offering vacuum truck service for the offshore tanks, vessels, or treatment plants containing sewage or gray water. Joe Septic Contractors offers state-of-the-art offshore portable toilets with cages and certified safety slings. Call Joe Septic Contractors today at 985-632-5592 or visit our website at www.joeseptic.com.
Is pain putting a strain on your quality of life? Don't suffer in silence. Get relief at the Pain Center of Thibodaux Regional. Dr. Luis Hernandez and Dr. Keith Duplantis can provide solutions to neck, knee, and back pain, as well as pain associated with injury, arthritis, nerve damage, and migraines. Get help for your pain at the Pain Center of Thibodaux Regional. Call today, 985-493-4080, or go to Thibodaux.com.
At Trex, we know there's a place for wood in your backyard. We recommend the fire pit. But when it comes down to choosing the right material for your next deck, look no further than the superior beauty and durability of the number one name in outdoor living. Trex delivers the look of wood without all of the work and the worry. And it's made from 95% recycled materials, which makes it the right choice for your backyard 100% of the time. Make sure your next deck is built with Trex. Visit Trex.com to order samples.
Hello, it's me, the designer jeans in your closet, the back of your closet. What am I doing here? Would you keep caviar in the back of your fridge with the ketchup and old milk? Yeah, I don't think so. So what happened to us? I mean, have you seen my label? I used to summer in the Hamptons and now I'm stuck behind a pair of sweats. Sure, I never really fit you quite right and one of my pockets is so small you can't even squeeze your hand into it. But it's all about the look. And I look good. I need to get back out on the scene so I can be seen. You know, going to fancy parties, getting expensive iced coffees, Sunday fun days, okay? So take me to Goodwill, where I can really make a difference.
Your donations to Goodwill create new jobs, training programs, and education assistance for people in your community. To find your nearest donation center, go to goodwill.org. Donate stuff. Create jobs. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
Got a hot take?
Everybody listen up.
Let's hear it. Call us at 800-998-1003.
Answer that phone.
Or tweet us at ESPN Radio NOLA. Now, back to the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill.
Welcome back. I don't know if you've seen this, but dropping, as the kids say, right? Is that what you say now? Like when something new comes out, it's dropping?
It dropped. Okay. The new album dropped.
Yeah. Well, the new era NFL draft hats have dropped. Have you seen them? Mm-hmm. First off, I am not a fan of flat bills. Are you a flat bill or curved bill?
I'm not.
Ball cap.
I'm not either hat bill.
Really?
Because I don't look good in hats.
You don't look good in hats?
Yeah.
I am not a fan of the flat bill hats. I got to have a curve to my ball cap. Joey, you like a curve to your ball cap or you like a flat bill?
I like the curve.
Yeah, I got to have a curve. I mean, you new young kids like the flat bill.
I don't like the flat bill.
Yeah.
I got a big head, so I...
Yeah, the flat bill just looks ego. Odd, man. It just looks weird.
It's nerdy. I'm sorry.
So all the hats have come out, and the best way that it's being described, and I think accurately, and again, I'm not offending those that own gas stations...
Wow.
And sell those hats, but wow. A lot of people are referring to them as gas station hats. You know, knockoff of the official brand. You know what I'm talking about where like They can't exactly use the fleur-de-lis for the Saints, so they just use a fleur-de-lis logo. That's not the official Saints fleur-de-lis logo. And then they painted, you know, gold, not the old gold. That's official color of the Saints, but close to it. And, you know, they sell it for $8. You know what I'm talking about?
You're not happy with anything. First the Pelicans.
Those are terrible.
And now this.
You got the main fleur-de-lis on the center of the cap. And then two little, it's like if I'm drawing Mickey Mouse with fleur-de-lis.
Jordan's too young to remember that.
I have no idea for the life of me why anyone would ever think, like, you know, the approval process.
Uh-huh.
You know, when you're sitting there going, oh, this is cool. Let's try this. Great.
It was our
I'm telling you right now, Not 10 of them are being sold.
I'm going to buy 11.
Okay. See, now you just... I mean, like, I just...
George.
I don't... USA Today is ranking them.
I like the Arizona one.
The Panthers one, I don't even know what this is. It has an N and a star and a C for Carolinas. You got the logo and then a half moon and a palm tree. Whatever that is.
Wait, who owns the Panthers?
Lions are 30th. Your Falcons hat has the Falcons stripe colors and then stars all around Atlanta's logo.
Carver would look good in that one.
You know what? Again, I will. The Broncos cap. Has the, you know, the stallion, the horse.
Charlie Brown appeal.
And then I guess those are supposed to be mountains in the backdrop.
Yeah.
I guess.
Yeah.
The Cowboys is kind of a take on their colors. It's not too bad. The Texans actually looks decent.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It looks like an official's cap.
Well, but that, it looks like something. Okay. Well, there you go. Like it looks like an official's cap. You're right. Like a referee cap. Okay. But that looks like something you would wear.
No.
I have no idea what the Chiefs did. I think Carver designed this one. The Chiefs one.
That's your boy, Pat.
Is, it looks like, it honestly looks like scribble scratch behind the Kansas City logo on white. And then the back panels are red. I don't really know what that is.
That's the old Texaco. Oh, that's gas station. One of my favorite. Cat.
The Giants.
Favorite by far.
Was that a rope? Flowers? On the bottom?
Whatever it is, it's my favorite.
No one really knows what's stitched at the bottom. The Pittsburgh Steelers look like a NASCAR racing cap.
Yep.
Right? Not too bad. The Rams are kind of...
decent.
Yeah, that's not too bad.
Take out those dots, 22nd.
The Bengals has stripes behind the bold B. That's not too bad.
Good.
Okay. The Eagles have a little saying.
There's too much on that bill.
Philadelphia Minetto, I guess it's their saying with a logo cap. It's fine. Cardinals are cool. Has like the Black Sun logo. It's on the back of their flag.
Yeah.
The Bills has little red lightning bolts with white stripes on the bill.
Too much on the bill.
Too much on the bill. Huh? You don't like that. Your Cleveland Browns, Joey.
Yes.
I like that. White stars.
That's stupid.
Why is it stupid?
Because we want to make Cleveland great again.
The Colts looks like a target. Circle, like a targeting circle.
Yeah, it looks like Sweden.
Saints come in at number 15 on the USA Today ranking of the new caps. Again, I'm not a fan. I don't really know. They have it in black and white. It's a big logo of a fleur-de-lis and in two small ones in the upper left and right corner, off centered of the arm of the fleur-de-lis. The best way I can describe it is the way you draw Mickey Mouse. You have two where the ears would be and in the main one. Does that make sense? How else would you describe that? Like, why would you give me more logos? Like, none of the other hats have multiple logos.
Hidden meaning. Wait, I'm about to just blow your mind.
You're about to blow my mind.
Yeah.
Okay.
Do it.
Baby goat. Baby goat. Big goat. The big fleur-de-lis in the middle is Drew Brees, and the two are the baby goats.
Ooh. I like
for Michael
that.
Thomas and Alvin Kamara. Boom. Your mind's blown.
No, my mind is not blown.
That's exactly what it means.
What I don't understand is why it's literally the only cap. As I scroll, Jaguars 9, Dolphins 8, Raiders 7, which is an American flag behind the Raiders logo, Packers 6, Chargers 5,
ooh,
Patriots 4, Seahawks 3 with the 12 behind the logo, I guess for 12th man, 49ers, Ravens is 1. It's the only cap of the 32 teams that has its logo multiple times. That's my problem with it. Like, put the stripe or the colors of Louisiana or something of that. I got it. Okay, great. I don't understand why it has three logos. It's the only cap that has three logos.
I told you why. That's the only reason.
I'm out. I don't like it. ESPN has your New Orleans Saints ranked number one in the power rankings post free agency status reports. Number one, Jordan, are you happy about it?
Why wouldn't I be happy about
it? That's right. You had no doubt, huh? No doubt, Mickey Loomis.
No
Sean
doubt.
Payton,
no doubt. Zero doubt.
You were in sheer panic on Monday.
You were sheer panic.
3 weeks ago, you were in sheer panic. Panic mode. Coming up next. Manny Pappas. He is the voice of the UNO Privateers. They battled Tulane today on the diamond. We'll talk to the Graf at 2:30. Coming up at 1:15, Jake Madison. 2:05, Chit Patterson. 2:15, Tim Grubbs. It's the Sports Hangover, where Hour 1 was brought to you by the King Firm. Don't play the game of claims with insurance companies. Been injured in an accident. Ring the King. 504-909-KING. You're listening to ESPN New Orleans. Give us-